I was 114 kilos, all dressed up, ready to go out for dinner. And then I looked in the mirror, I said, oh my gosh, like, what is this? Like, I just wasn't, I never saw it by myself.
Right.
I have dropped so far 30 kg.
No way.
Yeah, so I am now 84, 85 kg.
How easy did you find that transition of like, it's being a food blogger and having to like, not being able to eat like what you want to eat or taste what you want to taste?
Oh my, I just thought of what my goals are, and I thought of, this is more important to me than like this cookie that I want to eat. And I think this journey is just not one you can go on alone. There were times when things were not so easy to keep on track. Like I definitely went through blips where I even gained weight back. I was not someone who did physical activity as much as I've done now ever. Like, I was one of the people to like skip PE and like. Okay. I went for what's called cavitation, radio frequency, and then I also did wood therapy.
Do you feel like things have changed in your life since dropping the kilos?
Oh yeah. Confidence wise, I can say I was definitely confident before, but I'm just way more confident now because I feel happy in myself. Like I can go out knowing like, oh yeah, let me go shopping. Like I can actually try on these clothes and know that in myself I look good. Like I look much better than I've ever done. Mm-hmm. I will get a breast reduction.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Weight of It podcast. It's me, Run with Rose, as your host again, and we are here to talk about all things weight and fitness related. Also, just wanted to point out, I always intro saying that I'm Run with Rose, so on and so forth, but I just feel like it's really important for people to know I'm also a mental health consultant. I'm an ex-therapist and a mental health specialist, because we talk about some weighty stuff and I don't want it to look like I'm just some random girl just talking about it. Like, I be knowing what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I am a mental health consultant. I used to be a therapist. So when you guys hear me talk about certain topics, just know I know what I'm talking about. But wanted to introduce my guest today. We have the beautiful Zoe in the room.
Hi.
I have my student audience today, but normally we would cheer. Zoe is actually my sister's friend, which I found out recently.
I can't believe that.
I think, do you know what? She's told me your name before, but I don't think I put two and two together. How are you doing, my love?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. How's your day been?
Very good. I feel like it was a busy day today, but I managed to make it on time, which is what I'm happy
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah, no. Do you know what? So far, everybody's really made it on time.
Really?
And I'm telling you, like, I'm just so happy because I'm coming from so far. So it's like, I need people to actually be getting here on time.
I'm not usually the most on time person, so I made a special effort.
Love that. Okay, so what do I want to ask you? So obviously we're going to go through like your fitness journey, your weight journey, all the rest of that. But I kind of feel like I want people to also introduce themselves. So like, you know, what do you do?
I'm Zoe. I am, by profession, I'm a social media manager. I do a lot of content creation as well. Most recently it's been about showcasing my fitness journey, which I've been on for just over a year now. But also I'm a little bit of a food blogger on the side, so all things I'm interested in are just basically creative food, fitness. Like, that's kind of my vibe at the moment.
Love that. And you live in London too?
I actually don't. I live in Kent.
Oh, okay.
So
I always think London and Kent are the same. I can't lie.
Really?
But maybe because I'm not from.
No. It's a bit of a journey sometimes coming into London, but I work in London like full time, so I'm here quite often.
Okay. Cool. Well, that's a nice little intro, and thank you so much for agreeing to come in. Because you know, sometimes I've just been in everyone's DMs, bothering everybody, asking people to come on the podcast. So thank you so much for coming. So I have a few fire questions for you before we get to the weighty question.
Cool.
So first question I have for you. So basically I'm going to say it and you just have to answer. No like deep thought.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I've got three. Okay. So eating in versus eating out.
Eating out.
Why?
Just because I need to try new food. I need to experience things that I can't do myself. And then if I'm able to like recreate that at home, then I'll do that. But I love trying new foods.
Would you order food in?
Oh, no.
Like, you'd prefer to go to
just
the place.
Based on this journey that I'm on, I try not to order like
in food. Right.
But I'm definitely open to like visiting new restaurants. Okay. I like to sit in more than eat out.
Okay.
More than ordering.
Okay, cool. Running or CrossFit?
CrossFit. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, sorry. I'm not to think. yeah, CrossFit. I had to choose CrossFit because running, I feel like, is constant.
Yeah.
Constant havoc. Like, it's just a lot.
Yeah.
Whereas CrossFit, it's like, it's a lot all the time. But the CrossFit gym that I go to, mm-hmm. well, they like to say functional training, mm-hmm. is like, it's a little bit of everything. So I go to their hybrid sessions where they do a little bit of running. They do a little bit of like... ski and like sled and all those kind of things, and then they also incorporate like strength training.
Okay,
so I just like the fact that it's a little bit of everything. I can't do straight pain.
Okay, that's okay, not, yeah. That makes sense. And then the last one is, so this is a low impact one. Mm-hmm. So walking or Pilates? Did I pronounce that right? Pilates, my English sometimes.
Yeah, Pilates. okay, walking, because Pilates again is like really. As much as it looks nice, aesthetically pleasing, and I do enjoy it, it's much harder. Okay. So walking is just like...
easier to do.
Yeah, it's easier.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's quite cool. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I guess we'll go into that a bit more in like today's conversation. Mm-hmm. But first of all, you know, the question I'm going to ask you that I ask all my guests, for those of you that don't know, my English, obviously the podcast is called The Weight of It Podcast, and I like to ask all my guests what weight they're carrying, just because I think everybody's carrying some sort of weight to some degree. Mm-hmm. It might not be an emotional weight, it might not be a physical weight, but there are things that, you know, we are experiencing and things that are challenging us. So, Miss Zoe, what weight are you carrying?
Oh, okay. This is a really good question. I'm glad you ask everyone who comes on, because I feel like it's important to talk about what's on your mind.
Yeah.
For me, I guess it would just be around where I'm at and where I want to be.
Okay.
Like, that could be in terms of fitness. It could be in terms of like full-time work, mm-hmm. Even just like life goals. For me, I like to plan ahead a lot. Like, I feel like I'm a very... like, yeah, just a person that likes to plan and organize mm-hmm. themselves quite far in advance. So, yeah, I feel like it's, I see the goals that I've set in front of myself,
yeah,
or for myself, yeah. and I'm just trying to work towards them. I don't know whether I'm on track as much as I would like to be,
yeah.
But I'm definitely working towards it. So that's what's on my mind all the time.
Okay, so trying to achieve those goals.
Yeah.
And when you're trying to achieve those goals, like, where does the motive come from? And the reason I ask that is because it's a topic that's been coming up a lot about like achieving goals. Mm. But like, if your motive is from like, you know, being left behind or not like do it being where your peers are at, then sometimes yeah. you can be achieving things, but for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
So like, what do you feel like your motives are for like achieving like these goals, especially let's say fitness goals?
Mm-hmm. I think for me, if we go specifically into fitness goals, it's literally just, there's a certain way that I want to look and feel.
Yeah.
And that's not about like what other people look and feel like, yeah. because that's for them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But for me, I want to look and feel a certain way that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm quite happy now. Like, I've lost a lot of weight, and that's yeah. made me feel yeah. even more confident yeah. than I was before.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's still a long way to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what's motivating me to reach my goals.
I love that. I love that. And you know what I think I'm so happy is that you're saying that you're happy like with the progress you've made so mm-hmm. far as well. Because I think sometimes like, you know, like if you're like on social media and you see someone's lost like loads of weight and then your goal is now their body.
Yeah.
But like that ain't you.
That's not for you.
That's not for you.
There's something else for you.
There's something else for you. But it's hard to be your own body goal sometimes, because sometimes you haven't arrived. So it's yeah. like, or let me not say arrived, but sometimes you just don't know what your body could
yeah.
look like.
The thing is like, yeah, like I say, I'm happy now. And sometimes that can make me feel like, oh, should I just give it, like, should I just rest a little bit?
Yeah.
But like, you can look like 10 times better than you even look now. And like, compared to what you used to look like before, I'm sure back then you thought, nah, this is okay.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
But no, like, you can just keep pushing yourself.
And keep going.
And keep going, and you yeah. don't even know, like, the sky's
yeah.
the limit.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's really wholesome.
Good.
Answer. Love that, love that. You. Okay, cool. So, obviously, you've touched on some things, like, relating to your fitness already, and I know your food blog, so these are the kind of things I want to ask today. So, when did your fitness journey start? Like, you know, if you don't mind sharing that, how much did you weigh that yeah. time to where you are today? Like, yeah, let's just get a start, get a sense of where Zoe started, yeah. basically.
Okay, so yeah, I said that I've been in this fitness journey for over a year now, so a year and 3 months to be specific. Mm-hmm. I started last year April.
Okay.
And when I started, I was 114 kilos.
Okay.
That's like the heaviest I was, I think.
Yeah.
And I would say the reason why I started, it varies. Like, for example, I got into a relationship and like my boyfriend is very fitness focused, like very health conscious. Like he used to play professional rugby. So it's just like that was a big thing for him.
Yeah.
Whereas me, I was complete opposite and I was quite adamant that that is not the road that I'm going down. Like that is not what
like,
I'm
like you
into.
Met me like this and this
yeah,
is,
like
this
is what, yeah, this is what you're working with.
Yeah.
So basically he just wanted me to like be my best self really.
Yeah.
And he just felt like fitness was a part of that.
Yeah.
But I wasn't so much into it. So I used to just try different things that would make me happy. So like Pilates,
okay.
I would like increase my steps naturally.
Yeah.
But it wasn't making that much of a difference because I was still eating what I wanted to.
Right.
I was still going out all the time. But then it came to like March last year. And I just felt like I just need a trip. So I just went to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a solo trip. I literally flew there with the intention of just eating restaurants that I've been seeing and been wanting to try.
Yeah.
So I did that. And then I think it was like the last night and I looked in the mirror, like I got all dressed up, ready to go out for dinner, just me, myself and I. And then I looked in the mirror, I said, oh my gosh, like, what is this? Like, I just wasn't, I never saw it by myself.
Right.
So once I did see it by myself, alone in Paris, I was just like, yeah, cool, so maybe what he was saying making a bit of sense. So once I got back, like after that, it was then my birthday in April, and I just said, yeah, cool, like let me try and make some changes, like before my birthday comes up. I'm turning 25, like I want to,
oh, you're such a baby,
yeah. So I want to I want to look my best, the best I've ever looked.
Yeah.
So that's when I started changing my diet. That's when I started actually going to the gym. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend put together a plan for me.
Oh.
And like the rest is history.
Get you a man that puts a fitness plan for you.
Yeah, because it's definitely, I feel like you definitely need someone there to support you.
Right.
Like even if it's not a boyfriend, I still have so many friends that are very, very, very supportive and are also in the same journey.
Yeah.
So they make it possible as well.
Yeah, no, I get that. And so cool. So you're in Paris, you've seen yourself and you've kind of been like, okay, no, something has to change. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, your partner's put plans for you, you're going to the gym. How was that process then again? Because don't forget, you were very adamant that like, this is not, you're not really trying to be in the gym like that. And now you're there. So
now I'm there.
What was that like?
It was like, wow, I've never, like, for example, I'd been to the gym before. Like I'd been to, when I was in uni, I used to go to like Pure Gym and just like with my friends, but it was never intense and it wasn't like, it wasn't strict or there was no structure to it.
Yeah.
So for me, it of course was a whole new world. It was very daunting and I needed someone to like just show me the ropes.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what's important. If you don't have anyone around you that can like show you the ropes, then you might need to, you know, actually speak to a professional, like
a PT,
personal trainer. And those type of people and those resources are always available.
Yeah.
Either online, there's loads of online coaches at the moment.
Yeah.
But also if you go to any gym, there'll be PTs that you can work with and sign up and they can definitely help you.
Got you. And how easy did you find that transition then? Like, obviously you had the help from, you know, friends, your partner, and just you'd been in the gym before, but how easy did you find that transition of like, put the gyms aside, I guess being a food blogger and having to like not being able to eat like what you want to eat or taste what you want to taste.
Oh my gosh.
What was that? Because I'm not a food blogger.
Yeah.
But I like me some food. So it's like, I don't know how hard it is for me to like put the biscuit down and put this down. But you're actually going to like restaurants.
Yeah, I know.
What was that like?
It was tough. Like it was really tough. And my mindset just had to change and focus on the goals that I had set for myself. But one thing that I would just preach about is just balance, like figure out what you can do to balance what food you can eat that would like allow you to stay within your calorie deficit in order to, you know, lose fat and, you know, lose weight essentially. But I just thought of what my goals are and I thought of this is more important to me than like this cookie that I want to eat. Like, I just thought I need to put my goals first and that's how I'm going to do it. But also like one thing that was really helpful is just finding alternatives to those cravings that you would have. Like it wasn't too bad because As well as like food blogging, I also like to cook.
Okay.
But I like to cook things that I want to eat. So I would just tend to, like, for example, if it was like, I don't know, like I wanted to go to like some Japanese restaurant and have like teriyaki chicken or something, I would just find a way to create that at home by myself.
Right.
And there's loads of recipes that can recipe creators online that can help you with that. But I just found it easier to recreate these dishes that I'm craving, that I really want by myself at home.
Right.
Yeah. So that definitely helped.
Okay. And when it comes to like recreating those recipes and, you know, having to like find an alternative, was that something that you just like had, you just did once and you just kind of got used to it? Or was it something that took some time to kind of find your feet with? Because
I say that the reason
I'm asking that is because I know, listen, one thing about me, I'll be like, okay, you know, I really want to eat like, I don't know, what can I use as an example? This banana bread.
Yeah.
I want banana bread, like warm, like, you know, from the oven.
I know.
You know that banana?
So good.
I want that banana bread. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, let me make it, you know, with a different type of flour.
Some protein.
Add a protein scoop. But really and truly,
it's not the same.
It's not the same, right?
It's not
the same. It's like, I think that's also something that I've had to like accept, I would say, because we can do an alternative to Kingdom Come, but it's not the thing that you
want. It's not the same.
And we have to actually just admit that sometimes I can't eat that thing. And one thing that has been helping me is when I go out to eat, sometimes I'll see something that I want on the menu and I have to remember, Rose, this thing is not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, this thing is not coming to die. Like, it's like that piece of dessert is going to be there.
There's another day for it.
Another day. But, you know, in that moment, you're trying to look for the healthier options, but it's like, oh, but I can't get that. But it's like, it's not going anywhere.
It's not.
Get it another time.
No, literally. But I just think it's about, like, weighing out your options. If you have it, you're going to enjoy that for all of 2 minutes. Once you're done, you might regret it. You might even be happy. But at the end of the day, you will be one step back rather than forward.
Yeah.
So you just have to weigh out your options, weigh out your goals and see whether it's worth it.
Yeah. And you mentioned a really good point about balance. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, like, what does balance look like for you? Because balance seems to be like the buzzword right now. And mainly because people currently trying to find that like balance with, you know, not being obsessive in the gym or not being obsessive with your eating. So what does balance look like to you in your everyday fitness?
Okay. Well, I feel balance to me is balancing or making sure that I'm working out to a certain extent where I'm actually able to get stronger, burn more calories and therefore hopefully lose some weight. But then also it's the food side of things. So I've then got to think about, okay, if I do want to eat this meal, does that mean I have to like train a little harder? Do I have to go on an extra walk?
Yeah.
Do I have to, or if I don't want to do that, if I don't have time to do that, maybe I have to eat less. So it's kind of like finding the balance between, like, I think that's where calorie deficit comes into it.
Okay.
Because if you're not in that, then really it's not possible to lose any weight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the way I tend to balance my eating is just if I'm gonna eat more, then I need to move more.
You're right.
It's just the scale.
Right.
In
right.
that sense.
And that's something that you are conscious of.
Yeah, quite a lot. I mean, it's difficult to stay consistent with that. And don't get me wrong, I've definitely had a few like mishaps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Haven't we all?
Yeah,
haven't we all?
Yeah. But yeah, it's always just about getting back on track. And right now, I'm really good and on track.
Oh, good! I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
So, you've gone to Paris. You've come home. Got this new plan. You're going to the gym. You were 114 kg, you said. And then, like, where are you at now? Like, how much do you weigh now? How much have you dropped?
Mm-hmm. So I have dropped so far up till now 30 kg.
No way.
Yeah. So I am now 84-85 kg.
Wow.
It fluctuates. Like, for example, if I came back from holiday recently, so did like, you tend to like binge when you're on holiday. You're not necessarily in the routine that you were before. So that is where I'm at the moment, 84, 85.
Oh, congratulations, sis.
Thank you. That means a lot.
No, well done. That 30 kilo, damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was a big baby. Like, I was. But now, I'm still not where I want to be, as I mentioned. So I would love to drop, I don't know, like maybe 10 more kilos, see where I'm at then. And then I think it would be time for me to start changing like my goal. So then instead of losing weight, it might be to gain muscle.
Right.
So then right. I'll be in my bulking phase after this.
Okay. Oh, you got it all planned out.
I plan a lot. I plan quite far in advance.
Yeah. No, but it's good because it's like you're walking in faith. You're knowing it's gonna happen. So like, let me start planning for
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Okay. And so now that you've lost 30 kilos, like this is gonna sound like a strange question, but like, do you feel like things have changed in your life since dropping the kilos?
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Like, confidence wise, I can say I was definitely confident before, but I'm just way more confident now mm-hmm. because I feel happy in myself. Like, I can go out knowing like, oh yeah, let me go shopping. Like, I can actually try on these clothes and know that in myself I look good. Like, I look much better than I ever done, mm-hmm. than I ever did. So that makes me feel really happy. That makes me feel proud of like what I've accomplished. But I want to keep going so that I can accomplish more in my journey.
That's really good because I feel like this is something that has come up, like even for myself. Like when I was bigger, I was bigger, but I was still confident. Like mm-hmm. I was still felt like I was that girl.
Yeah.
But I just think like when I look back at my pictures, it's like, oh, like, I mean, you weren't wearing the dress maybe the way you should have worn the dress, but like...
But you were still happy.
I was still happy. Yeah. Like, I was still happy. And I actually found... I don't know if you've experienced this, but I actually found that when I lost the weight, I lost 20 kilos in the first time I lost the weight. And amazing. That's when you said 30. I'm thinking, oh my God, no, that's a big drop.
Yeah, but that's crazy.
When I lost 20 kilos, I actually had moments where I wasn't as confident, and mainly because I feel like I was seeing myself more like...
That's that body dysmorphia.
Yeah, it was that body dysmorphia. So like, I always had a belly before. And now that I'm slim and I have maybe a little bit of a pouch, I'm
the
noticing
only thing I can see.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's like, why are my rolls more evident now than they were before?
Talk about it.
Like, I don't understand.
I didn't see these rolls before.
Yeah.
And now they are.
They're like, there.
Like,
front and center.
But before, I don't know, maybe because I was bigger, I just didn't.
I don't know. It's just, you see yourself. Maybe it's just like we weren't really looking at ourselves like, I don't know, how other people could see ourselves because we weren't focusing on that. We were just focusing on, I guess, our happy inside self.
Yeah.
On the outside where it doesn't even, I don't know, on the outside, we don't see what it's actually looking like and you don't realize until you've lost it. But once you've lost it, then it's like, oh no, like I'm still not where I think I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't know. I think it's just a constant battle.
And I think because we got that goal in mind now, whereas before, like I know for myself, when I was bigger, I was just bigger but then now that I've got this a goal of what I want to look like, even though I've lost the weight, it's harder sometimes to appreciate the loss because it's like, oh, but I'm not here yet. And that's my battle at the moment, and like, trying to find that balance of like, okay girl, but you know, you still look good or whatever because the confidence is within
either
way. Like, and I think even looking back at like back in the day, I think I was just always very confident I was pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you're just gorgeous, like girl. I'm sorry, I'm still a pretty girl, like yeah. Well,
absolutely. Like, I don't know. I think it's just all about that confidence inside. Because if it's coming, I think you mentioned before about like where's that motivation actually coming from? If it's coming from a place of like, oh my gosh, I don't like myself, like then that's the issue there. Like, let's focus on what's happening inside.
Yeah.
But if it's coming from a place of wow, I'm actually happy, but like let me just move because first of all, it's for the sake of my health. First of all,
health,
there's that
number one.
But also, you can find joy. Like, you can find friends in the gym as well. Like, it's just a great it's a great place to surround yourself. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like as long as you've got those things in check, you can just keep going, and hopefully things like body dysmorphia can like fade away, because you should know that you're working the best you can and you still look good, like, regardless.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I haven't heard one person not talk about body dysmorphia. And it's like, it's so crazy because, like, in my field of work, body dysmorphia is actually, like, a serious thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, like, the everyday person experiences it, especially when it's, like, heightened when you're on a weight loss journey or weight gain journey, whatever journey you're on. But I think it's just like you said, it's, like, it has to be that inner... the positive motives, the confidence to kind of like combat it a little bit, like
absolutely.
To actually just be like, okay, well, you know, I'm still on track, or I'm doing my best, or today I slipped up. Yesterday I slipped up.
Mm-hmm.
Last week I slipped up, but we go again.
We go again. Absolutely. I think body dysmorphia is a real thing. But I just think as long as you keep going, like you're gonna get past it. As long as you keep reassuring yourself, like, yeah. Nah, I'm actually doing good.
Yeah.
I think it will always be there, but hopefully the voice quietens.
Yeah. So over the course of a year, essentially, you lost 30 kilos. Yeah. And during that time, like, what was that process like for you mentally? Like, you know, obviously you're still going to the gym, you're being confident and all that stuff. Was it like, just, you know, the weight was just dropping and then you were just like happy with it and just kept going? Or, you know, were there moments where it was a bit more difficult? Just what was your experience like?
Yeah, absolutely. There were definitely moments where it was difficult. Mm. I'd say for the first 3 months, it was like consistent, because I think once I have something in my mind, I'm just going to keep going with it until like life comes in the way, and that does set people back naturally. Mm. But yeah, for the first 3 months, like, I was going, and I saw positive change. I was like, oh, okay, rah, like, this change is great. Like, let me actually keep going. And I feel like that's first of all, the most important thing to me was like seeing the change.
Yeah.
And I feel like that comes from like taking progress pictures, weighing yourself regularly, and just making sure that you're keeping on track of how far you've come, because that's the only thing that will push you to go further.
Mm-hmm.
But there were times when things were not so easy to keep on track. Like going on holiday is something that I mentioned before.
Yeah.
Just getting busy with life, for example, work can definitely stress people out. So it can be difficult. Like I definitely went through blips where I even gained weight back rather than going on the continuous loss.
Yeah.
Like it was a struggle. And when you see the scales going up, that's the most disheartening thing ever. But you just have to remember that, okay, I got this far, let me just go back to what I was doing. Sometimes you can think, okay, like I can just go easy this day, or I can just skip this day. But when you do that, like I've noticed in myself that it's a cycle that it's kind of like a tumbling cycle. So I just have to remember, I have to pull myself back, and also people who are around me, like supporting me and like encouraging me, are definitely trying to pull me back and make sure that I'm like keeping on track.
Because
it can be difficult. And I think this journey is just not one you can go on alone. Actually have to have a support system.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have your, what do they call that person who is... they're making sure your accountability.
Accountability
partner. Absolutely. I've got like 3 of those.
My man are all sitting outside. You need it. Like, I think this is even part of the reason, like, I don't even understand yet. Even having this podcast has felt like accountability, because I feel like I'm gaining insight through other people, and it just helps me stay on track, if that makes sense. So I completely agree. And especially like the gaining weight in the middle of the journey, that is a humbling experience.
No, it is.
Like, do you know, I'll have moments, where, like, let's say I haven't ate that well, and I look in the mirror or I check the scales and nothing has moved that much. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'll be having, like, a really clean week or so, and I put on weight. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, this don't make no sense.
No, it doesn't.
And it's like, and then I just feel like then there are times where I just wake up and I'm just slim. Like, it's like, you have to just keep going, because things change. Like, today I literally woke up, took a picture before I went for a run. I was like, what the heck? Like, I'm looking a bit lean today.
Yeah.
But yesterday, I was feeling mad, like, fluffy.
Yeah.
So it's like things just are constantly changing. And I feel like that's one of the reasons you have to keep going. I feel like people talk about, like, keep going, because obviously you will get results, and that's true. But I think also things are constantly fluctuating. You've got things like your, you know, if you're someone who has periods, like your periods and things like that, like just hormones, just... Mm-hmm.
No, the female body, like, I'm sure it's, I don't know how it is for men, but the female body is mad. Like the changes that we go through, what's happening inside is actually really crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So just that is already happening, period. Then to add like this whole fitness journey on top, like trying to lose weight, imagine what it's going through. Like it's very confused inside. What's happening? Especially if it's like something that you've never been into before. Like, I was not someone who did physical activity as much as I've done now ever.
Yeah.
Like, I was one of the people to, like, skip PE and, like...
you were one of them
people? I was. I wasn't a fan. Like, I would go on walks and stuff, but, like, strength training, I never thought, like, I need to get stronger.
Right.
I need to do this, I need to do that. So imagine, like, me completely doing, like, a 180 twist turn, and my body's confused. So, yeah, things are gonna fluctuate. Like, your body is... going through a lot, and so many things are happening, but that's just why God's creation is amazing.
Yeah. Honestly, I have some words when we meet our maker, because I need to know why did the female body have to be the one with all of this?
Why?
Cool. So I've been a bit nosy with all my guests.
Okay.
And I saw that you went for body contouring.
Oh, yes,
the other day. I think you literally posted it yesterday.
Yes, so I did.
So I wanted to know what's that like? What was that experience like? And like, what's your view on those kind of like enhancements mm-hmm. and things like that?
Yes, this is a good question.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, I went for body contouring. I actually did three sessions.
Okay.
With contouring and co, amazing clinic. And yeah, my experience was great. Like it was really interesting to understand, like, there are these other ways that you can go down fat loss, because it is good for that. There are other ways that you can go down reducing bloating, and just improving like your insides, like making sure that you're looking after your gut especially. Body contouring is different. For example, you can get it done on your legs, you can get it done on your belly, on your back, on your chin. Like, I was even confused as to how people
like, that's to say that. That thing looks long.
Yeah, I mean,
they have smaller ones.
They have smaller ones, okay. Yeah, but also different machines.
Okay.
I went for what's called cavitation, radio frequency, and then I also did wood therapy.
Oh, okay, I've heard of, wood therapy is the one I've
I think wood therapy is quite popular, like, you can see that. But essentially, cavitation and radio frequency do the same thing as wood therapy, but it's just with like different equipment, and it's like more, I think it's a bit more, you feel it a bit more, and I think it's a bit more technical.
Okay.
Like, the way that's used.
Okay.
But the main goal of those are to, help with fat loss. So cavitation is the one that kind of emits frequency into you. In order to help to, like, I don't want to say melt fat, because that's not a thing that.
So is it like a laser?
It's like thing?
Like
it's like, oh, how do I explain?
Like, does it break down the fat?
So the cavitation breaks down the fat.
Okay.
They use what they use to break down the fat.
Yeah.
And then you kind of need to massage it, because you massage your stomach or whatever area you're getting it, so that what is being broken down, whether it's fat or whether it's toxins in the body or whether it's just a buildup of like toxins that are inside your gut or in different areas, you then massage it so that it goes down towards like your lymph nodes. So you can even massage it down towards like your groin area, or you can massage it up towards like your ribs area, like up here, and towards like areas where you have lymph nodes in your body. And then that helps flush out the toxins, flush out the like broken down fat cells. And that definitely helps with fat loss as well.
And sorry to interrupt you, so when you say you flush it out, do you like mean like you go and pee and it comes out?
You go pee.
Is it?
Also like you can do a number two.
Is it?
Yeah. So it's just the same way we lose fat naturally by burning calories and our body like using all the fat cells that are inside us. It's just kind of helping that process along.
Okay.
So yeah.
This might sound like a silly question, and sorry if it's TMI to the listeners.
No.
So if you pee it out
or
number two it out, can you see the toxins?
No, I didn't see. Okay. I didn't see. Well, you have to drink loads and loads and loads and loads, and loads of water in order to help that process along.
Okay.
So you don't see it. You might just pee a lot more than you usually do.
Okay.
And then the radio frequency part is helping to like tighten your cells, like tighten your skin cells, so that now that you have technically lost a little bit of fat or certain changes are happening, you don't want like saggy skin over time.
Oh.
So the radio frequency helps to tighten those skin cells. And it was quite interesting, like when I was having the sessions, because when I was having the sessions, I was definitely asking a lot of questions, because at first I'd never heard of it before.
I wanted
to know what I was getting into, what I was going to experience. But I think my favorite part of it was actually the wood therapy.
Okay.
The wood therapy is really, really cool. Like it feels like a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I've seen videos on it. Yeah.
But it's good. Like it feels like something's happening. Like you can kind of feel your body changing in certain ways.
Yeah.
You can feel certain things tightening, and it's it's really good. Like, it also helps with like reducing cellulite.
Okay.
Yeah, all these different kind of things. It just helps to like literally contour the body like
right.
move things around in to certain places how you want. Because obviously, you know, like with strength training, with yeah. cardio, with generally losing weight, you can't decide where you lose it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
when you can utilize these other services like body contouring, it just helps the process.
Okay.
But yeah,
because I've seen videos of it, and it looks very like vigorous, like yeah. you know, it looks like rough, and I was thinking, oh, that thing looks like it's defo
yeah.
working. But I've never tried it, but when I saw you do it, I was like, oh, and I saw your like before and yeah. after, and I was like, oh, okay, this thing's working.
It actually worked. So yeah. that before and after was, I had one session, and that was just like, I guess you don't really see much change in yeah. one session. But then the week after, I had gone for another session, and then that before and after was after that second session.
Okay.
3 days after, I once like, yeah, I've been drinking the water. I've still been fitness training. I've okay. still been eating clean, yeah. In my calorie deficit, balanced diet, just to make sure that I'm helping this process. Because yeah. it's not going to work if you're just not helping yourself.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
if you're
yeah.
not, if you don't already live a lifestyle where that is it is a healthy fit lifestyle, yeah. then it's not gonna, you're not gonna see the same
you can't
benefits.
Just be like not working on your fitness
yeah
and then
absolutely
to
I think diet more than anything. So for example, people who are the ISA, so the lady who runs Contouring and Co, she was telling me like she has clients who come in every week for certain treatments, and they may not be like fitness girlies or fitness guys, but their diet, that's one thing that has to be on point, otherwise
okay.
you're not going to see anything.
And it makes sense, I guess, because the whole thing is that it's 80% diet. I think you yeah. hear people say like 80% diet, 20% fitness. I think I want that the right way around. So I guess it makes sense if even she's saying like
yeah.
if the diet is the most important.
Absolutely, yeah,
okay.
That's what's happening inside. Like, you have to make sure that what's like in your insides are clean, like your insides are working correctly.
Yeah.
Because you need to be able to boost your metabolism in order for anything to like actually be drained from your system.
Wow. Okay. So is that something you would recommend?
I would. Really? Yeah, definitely. Like, for example, it's not necessarily about like the scales, because so I actually got those sessions in May,
mm-hmm.
And like the scales didn't necessarily change, but it was about how I looked and how I felt,
right, like the like, body composition.
Yeah, the body composition, it was doing what it needed to do.
Good,
and
good.
My inside, like I wasn't bloated. Like I can generally say it definitely helped to reduce my bloating.
Yeah,
it definitely, I could definitely see like changes around my belly area, because that's yeah. where I had it done.
Yeah,
and I would recommend it. Like I would go back. I think I'd do it more so like if I had a trip coming up and I wanted to look extra.
Okay.
Definitely for that. It's not something that I'd do every week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you don't need it every week. As long as you're doing your strength work. Training yeah. and you're eating right, like that is gonna do the job for you and actually lose the fat.
Mm.
But there are these things that can help support. So yeah, I would recommend. I would recommend
it.
To I the guys.
Yeah, I might try it, you know. Because yeah. I don't mind those kind of, like I don't mind, like I've seen with therapy, I've never done it, but I haven't been like opposed to it. Mm-hmm. But like I used to, like, when I first lost weight, I used to waist train heavy.
Yeah.
And obviously I know waist training is such a like taboo subject. Does it work? Does it? I don't know. It worked for me.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say. But I remember I used to waist train like religiously. Like I had two waist trainers on the trot, like one for the gym, one for
I thought you meant it. Like you had
No. As in like I'd have one like for working out and then one for just like to wear throughout the day.
Wow.
So I was waist training like I don't remember, I was overdoing it, but the waist was looking.
Was it really helping you? Because I've never tried waist training
for me. But once again, and I know there might be some people going to argue me. Listen, it worked for me, and that's all I can say. But I was like in a calorie deficit. I was working out a lot. I was eating well. So you know, I'm not saying I wouldn't ever got those results without it. But I've only done it with it. So I can't compared to anything else, if that makes sense. But I just remember like even like some people would like it'd be in my comments like, oh, these things don't work. But it's like, why is my waist small then?
It's
like,
working for
it's,
you
it's working for me.
It's it different for everyone. I think
it is different for everyone. And so I say that with regards to like the wood therapy, it's like, obviously I know some people just be like, just go gym, eat well. Yeah, cool. But sometimes you just want to look.
There are different things that can help you along the way, you know.
Yeah. And everyone's gym, thing is different. Like some people just want to go for like literally health and you just want to be strong and that's fine. But some of us want to look.
Some of us
want to look sexy.
Extra sexy. No, literally. Because gym is great and all, but it's not for everyone. Like, I'm not going to say it's for everyone. I'm not going to say, well, actually, everyone should eat well. Everyone should actually eat well. Because if you don't, like, it's just damaging to your health.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there are other ways to go about the thing. Yeah. Like, wood therapy, I would definitely, because even just a feeling, like, it can relieve, like, muscle tension. Like, it's really good. It's literally a very, very, very heavy massage.
Right.
Just using wood.
Okay.
Like, it's really, really good.
Okay, I get you.
So it helps to relieve tension. It's quite relaxing, in my opinion, but it depends if you can take, like,
deep pain.
Deep,
yeah. How long is it?
How long does it take?
Yeah, the same, like, one session.
So it's like an hour. So you can get, it can depend, like, you can do, in my session, I did, like, 20 minutes cavitation radio frequency, and then the other half was wood therapy.
Okay.
And in between that is also the massaging type. Okay. Massaging part of it. Or you can do sessions that are fully wood therapy. So you can do like 45 minutes to an hour of wood therapy.
Oh, okay.
So it's up to you, really.
Yeah. If you don't mind me asking, how much is wood therapy? How much does it go for?
On the market, I would have to check, because I was blessed to receive my services in exchange for like content.
Oh, okay, good.
But I have a feeling it was like, I think one session of wood therapy with contouring and co was like £80.
Okay.
So it's not too bad. Okay. I think what they would recommend is like 3 sessions minimum in order to see some kind of like change.
Okay.
Results.
Okay. And so obviously you've done like the wood therapy and you're open to like go back. So what else, are there other cosmetic procedures you'd ever be willing to try?
Oh.
Obviously, you know, no pressure to answer. Anybody gonna know?
I'll answer anything, really. But no, like, there isn't anything. Like, I'm not a BBL girly. Just because I also don't like pain.
Okay.
I can't do that. But would I get a BBL? It's different because I know certain people wouldn't want me to get a BBL.
But me, in myself,
if a BBL was painless, I would probably get a BBL.
Okay.
But I'm not going to get a BBL.
But would you get it and then, like, be done with the gym? Or would you still, like...
Oh, no. I would still... Because I've seen... mental benefits, health right. benefits from going to the gym and eating right. But like a BBL, literally, it's sometimes, well, actually it depends. Because, you know, the BBL bodies don't, they don't look real because they're not real.
I agree.
But then it's like.
But then what I also have noticed is the really good ones, you can't tell.
Yeah.
So it's like, you never know.
If I could, like, free of charge, and
you say so you want
I'm not paying free
a collab.
Yeah, like, free of charge, no pain, and girl. And it looks good. Then I would get a BBL.
Okay.
Yeah, then
so,
I'd get a BBL.
So in short, you're not getting a BBL. Not because no, I know BBL out there with no pain.
I know.
Free of charge.
Yeah,
you never know. Free of charge could happen though.
Amen. But no, like I can't do it because. The like what they go through in order to get a BBL, like the process, the pain they're in after, even just putting yourself under the knife, putting yourself to like sleep.
Anesthetics,
under anesthesia, like that is a lot.
Yeah.
For the sake of your body, when there's actually another way you can go about it.
Yeah.
That's non-invasive. There's more health benefits. Like, I guess I'm going to have to choose that
one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that you have to choose that one. But you know what? I feel like back in the day, I wouldn't do surgery at the moment, but I feel like there was a time I would have done lipo. Okay. Like as in 10 toes down, I'm doing lipo. Like would have done lipo.
There is one cosmetic surgery that I will be getting.
Well, which one?
I will get a breast reduction.
Oh, okay.
But I'll do that once I have kids.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it because of the back pain?
I don't get back pain, you know. It's just that I would love small, cute, petite boobs.
Oh my God, you're the first person I've heard say this, you know.
Oh, what, that they don't get back pain?
That, no, everyone I know that wants, like, that I've heard say they want a breast reduction is because of, like, the back pain. It's just heavy.
I like small tatas. Yes, I think that's cute.
That's so interesting.
But, like, I recognise that I do plan to have kids, God willing.
Amen.
And, there's no point getting anything done before that.
Yeah, because it's going to swell up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll get it done after that.
Yeah.
And be
okay. Cute. All the best of that.
Thank you.
But yeah, I feel like, I'm the same. There was a time I wanted a boob job.
Mm.
Like, I wanted my boobs bigger. And
really?
Yeah. My boobs didn't grow till I was like 20.
20?
Yeah. Really? I have nothing, girl. I was wearing a bra just for fashion.
Yeah, you're looking good.
No, now I don't mind though. But I feel like now, I don't know, I just accepted the size. I think it suits me.
Yeah, I think everyone's boob suits them.
It's
Nah.
I don't think I wouldn't want a boob job anymore. But there was a time I really wanted lipo, like really, really wanted lipo. I didn't really care for a BBL because I don't think I care that much for like a big bum. Yeah, like I didn't mind just having a small peachy bum, like it's not that deep, but like I didn't care for the big bum, but I wanted I just always wanted washboard like
abs.
Oh.
How far did you get with like the lipo research, like, so, did you look into it?
Yeah. There was an app or a website called like The Real Self or something like that. I don't know. Ugh, let me not even be saying them. I don't want to give them clout. But so I remember doing research there. I remember I got as far as having a consultation, like virtual consultation. Yeah, I got as far as that, and it was some. Listen, you know me. You look back at how the hell was I gonna go do this? Where was it? It wasn't even like a big city like New York. It was like some small town in America. Really? Yeah. It wasn't even Turkey. Yeah, it wasn't even Turkey. Wow. Yeah. And I was probably like, okay, cool. I'm going to go to a lipo. But I will be honest. I feel like I don't think I had, now that I've like lost the weight now, I don't feel like I worked as hard as I thought I did. If that makes sense. So it was what?
Losing weight.
Yeah. Yourself. So I think at the time it was like, oh, well, I'm never going to lose this weight. So I'm just going to go get surgery. But I've like, looking back at it now, I was one of those people who went gym for like 2 weeks and was like, oh, where's my, you know, every day went 2 week result. He said, you get a coupon in 2 weeks. And I was subscribing to that. And then when it wasn't happening for me, I was like, well, this isn't happening. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of like healthy meals, I feel like there were always things I couldn't eat because of my allergies. So I always felt like, what's a girl to do other than jump on a plane?
Lipo.
Get this stuff out of me. And then, but I, you know what? If I keep it a buck, had I been earning even what I'm earning now, I think I could have done it.
Yeah.
I think it was just, I was actually like doing my master's. Like I was part-time. It's like, where's...
Well, how was it like, how much did they quote you?
I think they quoted me 4K.
It
wasn't that bad, but I was part-time. So I was working part-time. I remember like I just got a new car and my insurance was through the roof. So it was like, there's no way in that year I would have been able to save like that.
But I'm just shocked. Because I generally thought lipo was, I don't know, what, like 10K plus?
No, this one was like I remember it was like 4K, like maybe just under 5, yeah. I think in the UK it might be like 10 though. You know, UK everything's more like premium.
Yeah. But now I do understand why people like have lipo, and I do completely understand why people have lipo, get boob jobs.
Yeah.
Anything. If you want to do that, like if that makes you happy.
Then do it.
Do what makes you happy.
I agree. I feel like I've had people come in here talk about their surgery. I've had people come here and be like, you shouldn't do it and whatever. But I just feel like until you're at that point where you're ready to make that decision, I just don't feel like everyone can comment on it because it's such a... Like, I don't think everyone wakes up and dreams, oh, one day I'm going to have surgery. Like, it's a collection of experiences and thoughts that I've got people. But at the same time, I feel like one thing I said in the previous episode, and I still stand by it, I feel like what I would hate to hear, though, is somebody doing it because they feel like they're not enough, or no one's ever going to want me because I'm too big or too small, or, you know, my boobs are stopping me from doing, like, do you know what I mean? Like, from that motive. Yeah. But I would like to believe that there are people who are doing it from a confidence thing. Like, I look good, but I want this to be a bit bigger. Yeah. Or I want this to be smaller.
Like, literally, it's about what you want. Like, for example, if, like you said, if it's coming from the right place, if I want to get a boob job, I'll get a boob job. It's not to please this person or that person. Because if that's the case, then that's just completely the wrong mindset.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to find joy after it.
No.
It's literally just going to be for someone else. You have to do these things for yourself. Absolutely.
And it'll be underwhelming because at the moment afterwards, you'll have to be on that high. And then once you're back to like everyday life, it's like, oh, you thought this thing was going to change you. Yeah. And it hasn't. So, and I think, but I don't think that's specific to just surgery. I think it's also for the gym. Mm. I don't think you can go to the gym and just think that this is going to solve all your problems. Like it definitely has mental health benefits, but if you don't deal with the root, the gym won't solve it either.
Big problem.
Yeah
Like I think it's also as to why I couldn't just start my fitness journey just because like my boyfriend was a fitness freak.
Yeah,
I had to want it for myself.
Yeah,
I had to want to make those changes for myself. Otherwise, first of all, you can start it, but you might not even be consistent with it.
Yeah,
you might just get bored after a couple of weeks. You might not like want to push yourself enough to actually stick to it and be be determined, like, I agree. get to the end goal.
Yeah, I agree. You just have to get to, you see with that moment in Paris where you were like, no, yeah, something has to change. I think everyone has that moment where it's like
that mental switch.
It's like, huh?
That realization.
Wait a minute.
And then when you look back at pictures, oh my gosh, I could not believe what I looked like. My friend Charlene sent me this video of both of us because we're both on this fitness journey.
Yeah.
She sent a video of both of us, like, I don't know, we were so happy. Like, we were even in the gym. Like, we were coming from the gym. Like, we were happy. Like, we were doing what we needed to do. But looking back at us, I was just like, whoa, this can't be what I look like, what I walked around like.
Yeah.
But I'm just so happy that we were happy then. Like,
yeah, and I think that's what's important. Inside. Yeah, like, I couldn't agree more. Like, I saw a TikTok about it, and it's like, sometimes, like, when we talk about our old selves, we talk about it with, like, such negativity, like, oh, I shouldn't have been doing this. And it's like, no, like, I was happily living life. Like, this thing wasn't, it's probably consuming me more now than it was then. Like, and I think that is the beauty of life, that even now, as we look today, there'll be a time where, you know, we might look different, and we're like, wow. Oh.
It's just a difference. Like, there's nothing bad about it. Like, it's great to just look back and reflect.
And reflect, yeah.
Rather than look back and think negatively.
Yeah.
It's just really, like, looking back and thinking, wow, like, look how far I've come.
Yeah.
Rather than, wow, like, oh, you were a slob. Like, let's think positively.
Yeah, no, I love that. Right, so, Zoe, what final words of advice would you have for people, anyone who might even be a food blogger who's like in the food industry, but just people that might be like where you were at when you were in Paris and you were like, no, something has to change, but doesn't know how to navigate. What advice would you have for them?
I would say, literally, don't feel uncomfortable. Don't be anxious or anything like that, because everyone, and I mean everyone, starts from somewhere.
Yeah.
I think if I can do it, so can anyone on this planet. Like, you can do your research, because Google, even TikTok, is a place full of information. So you can just do your research to find out what you need to do in order to lose weight. But for example, you may not even want to lose weight. I feel like, first of all, figure out what you actually want to achieve.
Yeah.
Figure out what your goal is. Like, is your goal to lose weight? Yeah. Or is your goal to lose fat? Or is your goal to gain weight and gain muscle? I feel like you need to first figure out what you want and then do your research for yourself about how to get there. Because sometimes people can tell you different things and you need to know, like, you need to know the truth based on hardcore research. Because, you don't want people to tell you the wrong things.
Yeah. I agree. And heavy on the research. And research is not TikTok or Instagram. Research. Find articles if you need to. Speak to professionals and experts and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that's great. Like, I feel like I just want everyone to know that it's possible.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, if I can do it, anyone can.
Oh, thank you so much. I felt like I was having my little sis in the room, actually.
Oh, I love that. That makes me so happy.
No, thank you so much, though. This was so insightful. Thank you for answering my DM, because, like I said, I'd be DMing everybody sometimes. So thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for sharing, like, that wisdom with people. And guys, you know, if you are interested to follow Zoe's journey, because she is documenting it, I will link her details in the description box. Please do give her a follow, you know, give her some encouragement to keep going.
Yes, please.
Ask her for advice.
Yes, please, you know. Like, I can, sometimes I do share tips, like, on my Instagram and things like that. So if you do have, I'm very much open to discussion with anyone. So just drop me a message on DMs.
Love that.
And I'll be here to chat.
She's open to have a chat, guys. So, you know, drop her a chat, drop her a cheeky DM. But no, thank you guys so much for listening. This is episode 13. Wow.
That's amazing.
13, we're getting somewhere. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Please like, comment, subscribe, put the notification bell, be in the comments, have a conversation with me, gist with me, like, let me know what you thought about this episode. Let me know if you want to come onto this podcast and share your story with me. You know, like, I'm just happy to hear from all. So thank you so much for watching. Remember to follow Run with Rose as well. Remember I said you last time, follow Run with Rose as well, and I shall see you on the next episode.
Bye
guys, and it's a wrap.
Woo!
Period.